Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am. Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with Todd.
You say funny things.
What's going on, fellas? Just doing some calisthenics here.
Yep. Mine was a sobriety test.
Yeah. I'm going to put my leg between my head and see if I can suck my own penis.
Between your head? How many seconds was that?
Between your head.
Yeah. It was under 30 seconds.
Mental picture.
Under 30 seconds. And we have...
We're boring on the radio. This shit got real so fast.
The radio edition sucks. It sucks so much.
We're 41.
I don't. The last one the one that's coming out Thursday. I don't even think I talked on.
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Yeah, I don't remember talking.
I just feel imprisoned. Like I can't. I have to like constantly think about what I'm going to say before I say it. But I don't ever think about putting my leg between my head, though.
No.
Because I don't even know what that entails. How do you put your leg between your head?
Well, you got to have two heads.
No, you said between your head.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, you're not in the know. So
it's some tantric shit. Yeah. I can't explain it to you.
Yeah. This my yoga class has really been kicking in. I got some core going on.
It's broga.
Yeah, is it broga? No.
Yeah, broga. That's the thing. Don't get mad about the bro thing. That's a real thing, broga. It's like dudes going to do yoga, so it's a guy class.
Why does it have to be broga? That's fucking yoga.
It's broga. It's guys only.
Yeah, exactly.
No, why would you... Oh, hold on a second. Now, why would you go to an all-guys yoga class? What the fuck are you thinking?
I thought the whole point was the pants, right? Like,
yeah, we just walk in there just broed up in our yoga pants, just staring at each other's balls hanging out in the sacks.
I just don't know that we need...
Sweaty ass cracks?
A specific broga. It's like if you went to... a yogi 1,000 years ago to study how to like meditate and get in health, like odds are there were probably a lot of guys there.
You said yogi and I just immediately Yogi the Bear popped in
my head. I just made the correlation too. I was like, why they call Yogi Bear Yogi the Bear?
They called Yogi Bear Yogi Bear because of the guy Yogi Berra.
Okay.
Who had like a, he was just spoke nonsense and was really funny and had a unique accent. And then they were making a cartoon bear and they named him Yogi Berra.
And so Boo Boo. Hey Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
You're like an orange encyclopedia, Dave.
Knows everything orange.
Yep.
Man, he's the O in the encyclopedia booklets.
That's right.
I'm throwing my phone away. I don't even need Google anymore.
As long as it's orange, you can talk to me.
We should, everybody go to davel.com. As long as it's orange, you can talk to Dave. Just ask away.
Davepedia.
So we are discussing Walmart. Recent episodes, we talked about Black Friday and how...
That was Brawlmart.
Over 50% of the incidents happen in a Walmart. Yeah, so that sparked us to go into Walmart a little bit. And I was asking before the show, I heard... since we're not going in chronological order, Brent, of when Walmart started and
1962.
How often people get raped inside the store. I had a question that people get information mixed up and they just say things. And I've heard multiple instances where people say China owns Walmart. So I'm assuming China bought Walmart. Then I heard the other day someone say that Muslims own Walmart. So now I'm assuming Muslims bought Walmart. So why do you guys think that people spread this information that's not even real information? It is absolute bullshit. I'm baffled by the misconstruencies, I guess.
Well, I hate it that people say things like Muslims bought Walmart because it's not comparable to Chinese because Muslim is a religion too. That thing always drives me. It's like Christians bought Walmart.
Yeah.
Like that's, I don't know. It's just weird. Like did a specific Christian group buy Walmart? Yeah. Are you talking about a group of Muslims that bought Walmart?
I think what probably happens is Walmart is a widely... I don't know. People look at Walmart, talk shit about Walmart, examine Walmart, yeah, poke holes in Walmart, huge, because they do huge, a lot of really horrible shit, yeah, as we'll talk about this episode. So I think a lot of people know that there are people who dislike Walmart and mistrust Walmart, but then I think think they just throw their own mistrust onto it. It's like, oh, people don't like Walmart. You know what I don't like? The fucking Chinese. Them Chinese bought Walmart.
Yep,
you know,
they bought everything Walmart's China.
That's the series of events. It's like, you know, oh, people don't like Walmart. Well, shit, it's probably because them Muslims bought it.
Well, then what leads you to believe that? No research, no nothing. Somebody says something to you, and then you just start spreading that information.
Because you fucking saw it on the internet. It's like someone probably posted some bullshit thing on Facebook, and then people are going to read it and be like, oh, you know what I just heard? It's like no one...
Well, I guess we talked about the memes and the spreading of...
Right. No one wants to look into anything.
It was actually on nationalreport.net. It says...
What the fuck is that?
I don't know how reputable that is. But
yeah, I'm assuming it's not, first of all.
National Report couldn't get .com. No. Yeah, but it says ISIS buying shares in Walmart. State Department baffled. Since Monday, over $14 million in U.S. dollars
and why
in
is
shares.
The State Department baffled?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a simple
transaction.
We need funding, yes, buy some shares. And how do they know ISIS bought them?
It says that ISIS is hopefully
they know where their money's
hoping
at,
to control a minimum of 25% of Walmart.
Well, good luck with that, ISIS.
I don't know. They're rich.
Well, and this is the other thing. This is the other thing, too, that went along with that Muslim statement. And if you are Muslim out there, I'm not trying to be offensive to you. You know, I have no stand on your religion at all. No, but they were saying that, oh, well, Muslims own Walmart. That's why they have been degrading women and doing all these things for women. I guess they have a lawsuit against them. But that lawsuit was put out in, like, 2007
there's
something like that.
Tons of lawsuits.
4,800 lawsuits a year or something like that.
Yeah. And the thing is, even if ISIS bought $14 million in Walmart stock, Walmart wipes its ass with $14 million. Yeah. Walmart makes $1.3 billion a day.
Did you say $1.3 billion?
$1 billion a day is how much Walmart sells. Do you think they give half a shit about $14 million?
And I have a cool... lawsuit stat. Walmart was sued 4,851 times in just the year 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Yeah. They get sued once every 2 hours.
Yeah. And it's continuing. It's probably worse now.
Well, it happens all the time.
2015, everybody's too happy. Yeah. I mean, it is insane.
And I know someone who worked for Walmart and sued. he was actually a student of mine, but he got screwed over on a bunch of stuff because we were talking about Walmart in one of my classes because we critique a lot of corporations, and one of my students
spoke out.
He didn't speak out in class, but he came up after me, and he's, you know, because I talked about the fact that typically Walmart is going to win most of its lawsuits because they have a massive.
They can run them out.
They'll run you out. You're not going to keep up with it, whatever. And he said, actually, I did. He said, I had a lawsuit against Walmart and I actually won. And I was like, that's awesome. I was like, what happened? And he said, I can't discuss it at all because that was part of he was like, I just wanted you to know that someone that you've talked to had a lawsuit against Walmart and won.
And I got so much money, I'm going to BC.
Right, exactly. I mean, he was like, I didn't make a ton of money, nothing like that, but I got what I asked for. But part of the settlement was I can't discuss any of the details. Wow. And they never claimed guilt. They just paid me money. And that's the thing. They never claimed.
They'll never shut you up.
They get a fine, they're like, okay, how much are you asking for? $20,000. Here's $15,000. Shut your ass and we'll never talk about this
again.
Sign
this paper.
I'm not saying I did it. I'm just giving you $15,000 so you shut your ass.
We don't have time. Yeah. We're spending more money wasting our time here than trying to deal with you. So let's just deal with this now.
Right. So no, I think people understand that Walmart deserves critique, but they're tacking whatever critique
on it. And they're on a global level. I mean, Walmart has an amazing amount of property and businesses that they own. I mean, it is absolutely staggering the amount.
They own almost 12,000 stores in 28 countries.
Yep. And they are international. So just in the United States alone, it's 4,921 stores approximately. That's of July this year. And international is 6,293 stores internationally. And those aren't just Walmarts. Those are
Sam's Club.
Yeah, the Sam's Club, the Supercenters, the discount stores. Those are separate. Walmart.com is a business in itself.
And they have different names for Walmart overseas.
Yes, I saw that. One of the crazy things to me is like when you go to Walmart, you always feel like, oh, there's a Target one block over too.
I like Chingoma.
Like every time there's a Walmart, there's always a Target. And then same thing with like Home Depot's, Lowe's, like you think about those things. But apparently Walmart is so big that they are bigger than Home Depot, Kroger, Target, Sears, Costco, and Kmart combined.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is crazy because you always feel like, oh, there's a Target right there if there's a Walmart right here. You know, well, there's always that shopping center.
One of the reasons they're all right there is because any corporation spends a ton of money. I mean, location, location, location.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Starbucks. So if someone decides this is the ideal place to build a Walmart,
right,
then Walmart will have had to go through environmental impact reports, which right. include traffic congestion. Yep. They end up rerouting traffic lights.
We had that issue here with the Walmart over on Panama.
Yep.
They didn't want to build it. It was stopped for a long time and then finally got approvals after they just ran
out of money. They didn't do the impact reports. They didn't look at traffic. They didn't look at what impact it was going to have. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, and it's insane over there.
But in general, if anybody, even if Target did it, if Home Depot did it, if some big box store spent the time and money deciding this is the place to do it, every other box store is like, that's a legitimate place. Odds are they're either going to run the numbers themselves and come to the same conclusion, or they're probably just going to say, hey, you know what? If Target's building there, we can build there too, because it's going to be the same prime location.
They've already done the reports.
Right. There's going to be a major traffic lane coming in. It's going to be somewhat near a freeway, et cetera, et cetera. Like they already know all of that stuff. But no, Walmart is massive. Even employee wise in the U.S., they're the largest private employer in the U.S. with 1.4 million employees.
Now imagine if Walmart, this is my thinking when I saw that. Imagine if Walmart just went out of business in the United States and 1.4 million people didn't have jobs.
Yeah.
All right. I did want to go chronologically. Never mind.
Well, let's go chronologically.
I'm at the end. Walmart's gone.
Walmart's bankrupt.
Ladies and gentlemen, 1.4 million people have no jobs.
That was like one of my closing arguments at the end of it. Well, like Dave's saying, 1.4 million in the United States, 2.2 million worldwide, right? They would represent the second largest standing army, second to only China.
Yes. Yeah. More than America. We have roughly as many.
Man. I'll tell you what. That is America, man.
We have 1.43 million people active military right now, and then there's 1.4 million hired at Walmart.
Yeah,
which means they would just might be crossover.
Can I go through some fun facts? That way, we'll just kind of hit some points.
I'll start marking them off my list.
Go
for it,
because these are kind of cool. I don't know. So I found a bunch of different facts. I mean, there's so many different things about interesting Walmart. I kind of want to own a share.
Yeah, knock some out if you bring one up that I might go on to a riff on one of them.
And I guess they could be compared in different ways because I've seen them different ways. But this one, in the fiscal year 2012, Walmart registered approximately $444 billion in sales.
Yeah. Number one on my list.
Which is $20 billion more than Austria's total income.
Right.
So
last year it was 473.
So they're growing, and they would be probably the 25th largest economy in the world then with that number.
Yeah, even amongst countries.
Countries to them. Walmart has more employees worldwide. We just discussed this, 2.2 million. Ooh, that's insane. They have 2.2 million more than the population of Houston in the United States. So the 1.4 in the United States is more than the population of Houston.
Right.
So Houston's a large city. If you didn't know, and you're in a shell.
And to be fair, I mean, Walmart is a massive beast, et cetera. And the 400 and whatever billion dollars, that's their revenue. That's not their profits.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they do have a lot of expenses out of Walmart.
Yeah, you got to spend money to make money.
Their profits tend to be in the 10%. 40 billion neighborhood, about 10% of that, which is better than typical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a very high profit margin. But so don't think that's $470 billion in profit. That's just how much money they make selling before they have to invest in stuff and all that.
So. Which is why I believe too, you can only find certain things in Walmart. Like Walmart, like you go to a grocery store, they have a bunch of different brands of certain things.
Right.
And like you go to Walmart, and like sometimes you can only find one brand of sugar.
Yeah.
Or there's one type of banana.
It's because they have very, very specific price points. Like they go to vendor meetings, and like, you know, what is it? C&H Sugar will come against another one. And I watched an interview where they said they would have like meetings of four or five companies where we get down to the difference of a penny.
Yeah.
We're like, well, yeah, because when you you're for selling one a penny less.
Bags. Right.
Yeah.
A billion bags.
And they would like, well, that guy's going to do a penny less. You want to go a penny down? Yep. Nope. We just can't do it.
Here's another
It'll
thing.
It'll break the business. Yeah. One penny.
They actually do worse than that. Like that already skews the idea of supply and demand. But what they also do, now that they're bigger, and they've done this to a lot of specific companies. They've done this to Levi's. They've done this to Huffy Bikes. They've done this to Rubbermaid.
Rubbermaid, yeah.
But they tell you, they'll basically, once you sell, because they're such a huge retailer.
Yeah.
So like Levi's, I believe 30% of their jeans that they ever sell through Walmart. So if they lose their Walmart contract, they're fucked.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So as soon as that point, they hit that tipping point, Walmart will contact Levi's and say, and I saw this specifically happened with a Rubbermaid guy. I saw people from Rubbermaid and Huffy talking about this, but they contacted these companies and they say, okay, hi, it's Dave at Walmart. I'm letting you know that on the 7th, you're going to send John Smith, who will represent your company. We know he works there. You're going to send him to Arkansas and he's going to have the power to sign a contract for what we're doing in sales for the next several months. So send him here.
We're telling you.
We're telling you exactly who to send here. Then they send that guy here and the guy gets in a room and they sit down and they say, look, your Levi's right now cost $7.18 to manufacture. We have a company, a factory that we have a deal with in China. We don't own them, but they're their own factory. Yeah. You're spending $7.18 on a pair of jeans. If you ship all of your jean making out of the United States to China, you can make these jeans for $4 a pair. And we're going to buy 100,000 jeans from you at $5 a pair.
Right.
And you're either saying yes or you're never selling jeans at Walmart again.
Right.
So they force entire companies
yes.
who want to stay in America, who want to keep their employee base, who believe in a town, who whatever, yeah. they're forcing them to shut those companies down so that they have to manufacture their jeans.
Yeah. Or they break off and start manufacturing a cheaper set that you buy.
That's
at
another thing. That
Wrangler does that.
Yeah. A lot of them do. Some of them have gotten wise, but it's still going to make it. They're still going to have to lay off thousands of employees to send a plant overseas, but they tell them that's it. Like, we told you who to come, you know, who to send. You sign right now or leave, and fuck Levi's. We'll go with Wrangler. Like, we don't really care. So when you go to Walmart and you see there's only one brand of corn on the shelf, it's because those were the ones who they strong armed into being.
Yeah.
But if you go to Albertsons, there's eight different brands because Albertsons talks to the people and says, hey, how much can you sell us corn for?
I think it's called like push and pull, like inventory or push and pull sales. It means like generally you pull, like you go out and see what's available on the market and then you decide what you can sell it for. So you're
these
like,
people
oh,
are trying to push into
Levi's has these for this much. That's a good brand. It's a known brand. It's a household brand. We can sell those and we need a profit margin of 40%. So we'll sell them for, you know, $8 or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead Walmart does the, like the push approach or something where they go out and they contact them and tell them we need what you to manufacture this and it has to be at this cost and price point because they're comparatively looking at other retailers to say that we need to be lower than them.
Yeah.
And so they force the thing that Dave's talking about.
Yeah. But then and people are like, well, this is inevitable. It's the way that capitalism has gone. It's the way that the market works. And it isn't inevitable because Costco does the exact opposite. Costco contacts a manufacturer and says, hey, we're hoping to have a really great sale on jeans in December.
What can you do?
What can you do? Like, what could you give us that we could sell some competitive jeans? What could, and they completely leave it in the manufacturer's
hands.
I know
we're talking about Walmart, but Costco, I can't get off this thing about, I hear the same thing. China owns Costco. You know, all these huge stores, like you hear the same shit about, you know,
it's probably to have a substantial shareholder.
I'm sure they do.
Is,
I'm sure. I mean, the fact of the matter is if Walmart has these deals with five or six major manufacturing companies, I promise you those companies
they're
own shares of Walmart.
Yeah.
Those Walmart owns shares in those companies. Yeah. I mean,
well,
I'm
and
sure
Walmart's
you could track
buying
the money
up Chinese
that way.
Companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're looking at stuff.
So, I mean, some of the companies that they've strong armed like that were Levi's, Master Lock, Huffy and Rubbermaid. Some of the facts on what they do with their over, and this is one of the worst things that Walmart has ever done is they've completely changed global manufacturing by sending all this stuff to China, right? So Walmart's trade with China, I read one study that was done by Forbes between 2001 and 2006, and that 5-year span, their trade in China eliminated 133,000 U.S. manufacturing jobs. So if people, which is ironic because people think like Walmart is the American way to go. Like a lot of people think Walmart's the American thing, but it's like in that 5-year span, we lost 133,000 jobs going over to China, right?
And from that same study, we it gained our trade deficit increased by 11%.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, do you understand what a trade deficit is? Basically, it means that we bring in like $32 million of TVs, little robots, and just bullshit, like goods from China that they manufactured, but we only put back out $3 million. Right. They buy $3 million, but they sell us $34
million. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it creates that problem. Like we send out recycled paper, they bring back cardboard boxes full of LCD TVs.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, and I mean, like some of the, like Kraft Foods, because of negotiations that Walmart did, they had to close 39 factories and fire almost 14,000 U.S. workers because Walmart said, this is how much we're buying your macaroni and cheese for, or we'll go to somebody else. They did the same thing with Vlasic Pickles. Their profits shrunk 25% because of the way that...
Did you say flaccid pickles?
They flaccid shrunk? Pickles. The flaccid pickles shrunk 25%.
I like the stiff ones. They're crunchy.
Yeah, the stiff, like crunchy ones. But the pickles... The pickle company lost 25% of its market share due to Walmart's pricing structure. Four of the top 10 factories supplying things for Walmart had to file bankruptcy in 2006, like the top manufacturers. And then the problem is, so even if you're another big store, if you're Kmart and you want to not outsource to China and you want, I'm not saying that they do, but if you were a company that didn't want to do that outsourcing, all of a sudden you have no choice either, because someone can either go to Walmart and buy these Levi's for $8 or they come to me and they buy them for $19 because that's the difference in the profit market. So everyone, all the other stores have to, not just the manufacturers of the jeans have to go overseas. And it's not just China. They go to Bangladesh, they go to India, they go to a lot of companies, a lot of countries, but you're forcing Target, you're forcing Walmart, I mean, you're forcing other stores to follow your suit, or you cannot compete.
What if, so thought experiment, what if I open a store called America, you know, it's like America on the corner or whatever, like, and I pride myself and brand myself on only selling American products, but they are obviously twice the price.
You wouldn't make it.
Do you think that America, there's not enough patriots, like there's not enough people, like say we did that in Bakersfield. In Rosedale, there's a store and you can buy all this stuff, but it's all made in America. It's hammers and jeans and shoes.
Hammers and jeans.
And fucking camping equipment. Like it's just made in America products. As many things as we could source made in America.
You didn't have much stuff on the shelves.
I think it would succeed, but on a very small scale and to a very different clientele.
Yeah,
because everything's going to be more expensive.
So what does that say, though? Like, is it Walmart's fault or is it America's fault for voting with their dollar improperly? Like, they if you know better, you know that shit's all coming from China. You know that you're doing, but whose fault is it? They're in there buying it. They had the choice to do the right thing. You know what I mean? To buy.
But where are you shopping at, though? Like, I like Vons, and Vons has nice stores. And they are expensive,
but you can't buy tires and glasses and stuff there. Yeah, it's but not
I'm just
shop,
putting
right.
this on a grocery level,
right? Well, grocery level is completely different though, because a ton of the stuff at Walmart is actually from America. If you go from the grocery standpoint, a lot of that stuff is actually American.
Well, okay, so understanding that, but I'm just using this as
like health and beauty, like shampoos and stuff.
So if you're the store in general, I like Vons. But if I go there and I spend $100, I get half the stuff that I can go to like Winco for or whatever.
Right.
No, you know what I mean? Yeah. So
that's the whole problem. I mean, it's this perpetual thing where
but
obviously
again,
you can get more
this
for your
isn't
dollar.
The whole problem. Winco is an employee owned company.
Right.
Every single person who works at Winco makes a better wage, has a realistic chance
it's
at health benefits.
It's grocery though.
It is just grocery, but it's like they have competitive prices with Walmart and they don't force people into horrible deals. They pay their employees.
It's probably
the employees
that American thing
profit.
Again. Though,
sharing.
Yeah, because they can't strong arm it because it's the made in America and standing by
because
like, it's the agriculture. It's groceries, I think.
So the ag is probably going to come from America.
Well,
or
and the same that we talked about Costco. Like Costco, Sam's Club, kind of the same concept. You pay a membership fee. You know, you get to shop. They have comparable prices, different products.
I just looked up the Costco thing for you on Snopes. It's fake. China doesn't. Yeah, it said false. Not owned by. Okay. Yeah.
So I mean, those are, you know, I don't know. I think I think people are going to go where they get the best value. It's always going to be that
way. The problem I have with Sam's Club is Costco, you pay your Costco membership, and that membership is part of the way that you can buy cheaper goods because you've already given the company $50 in profits at the beginning of the year. Yeah. So all your stuff is going to be cheaper. Sam's Club, everything is already cheaper because it's all fucking coming from China and they're strong arming everybody to make it as cheap as possible. And they're charging you a fee to shop there every year.
Yeah.
So it's like that makes it even worse.
Isn't Sam's Club Walmart?
Sam's Club is Walmart. Club. Yeah. I like it. But it acts
have,
more like Costco.
I have a Sam's Club membership. Mm-hmm. It's closest to the house.
And right.
I actually like it. I like it going there than to Walmart.
I've heard a lot of people like Sam's Club.
There's less people there.
I used to buy chlorine there because it was cheaper than the pool place. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's way less people than, and that's the other thing. Like there's usually less people at Sam's Club. Like it's insanely, it's not as crazy as Costco.
Right. Costco is fucking crazy. That place gets nuts.
So,
but again, Costco, I mean, I've known people who have been like diagnosed with horrible cancer and worked at Costco, and like the managers at Costco gave them a raise and like a promotion so they would bump into a higher category of health insurance so that they could get their medical
holidays off.
But it's like at Walmart, they just cut 30,000 people's insurance last year. I mean, it's like, a lot of times people compare it to other companies and it's like other companies aren't as fucking brutal as Walmart is. They are so bottom line ruthless. Yeah. And they fuck everybody from the suppliers to the people who make the shit for the suppliers.
Well, they have different values. They have different values. Like a lot of the other companies want to take care of Winco and Costco, for example, we just talked about, want to take care of their employees.
Right.
Want to give them part of, want to make them feel like they own part of the company so they provide a better service.
Right.
Costco, on the other hand, I don't know who all works there, but from what I've seen, there's a lot of shitty employees that work at Walmart. And I mean, I'm sure there's good people too. I'm not saying everybody's bad, you know, but they don't have that same belief. You know what I mean? It's all about the dollar, the bottom line, like you said.
I've never worked for Walmart or a company, even like a big box store or whatever, but
Ritzy Burger.
Yeah, only Ritzy Burger. But I can think about restaurants that I've cooked in.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've cooked in some restaurants where I would like stay for an extra hour and a half for free because the manager's awesome and I know the owner and this is important to me because they treat me with respect and they need me they'll call me at the last minute and I'll go into work. And I've worked at restaurants where if you call me at the last minute, you can go fuck yourself. Like you don't give a shit about me. It's like if you walk into a place and you know that someone cares about you on some level as an employee, you're going to devote. But if you walk into Walmart and you're treated like shit, you're given low hours, dog shit pay, asked to do all this stuff, can never, it's like, why am I going to give a shit?
My ass and titties are hanging out. Like I'm coming in with purple hair.
I could care less about anything about this job except getting a paycheck.
I mean, I think, and it could depend on the culture and the environment of a specific manager. I mean, I've worked retail and that can drastically change.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, within one.
You can have a shit manager and there's the morale and everything in the store and the attitude in the store is crazy. Because I saw Walmart employees that were entirely happy. They interviewed people. They said, I love my job. Especially elderly, like door greeters, people that you're not going to employ.
Senile.
No, I'm saying like someone shows up to my shop and like gives me an application, but they're like 60 something years old.
Yeah.
You have an obvious like back-minded prejudice of it that you're going to be like, you just
feel
like
they're going to die tomorrow. You're not going to
hire something. Yeah. Longevity or like
that goes into the round five.
Yeah. Like stamina or that they're not going to be as tech savvy or able to, you know, to learn that stuff and they employ those people. You know what I mean? They provide a job that they wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah. So there's good too.
No, they're definitely, I mean, they do hire some people who wouldn't have a chance for a job otherwise. And I think those people do show. And I think it's also, I mean, I'm painting in broad strokes. I mean, I'm sure you might run into a Walmart that happens to have an awesome managerial staff who's going to look out for you a little bit more, but odds are it's not going to be the case.
I think if you pay your employees less, you probably pay your managers less.
Probably.
And there you go. You know what I mean? That's going to lead to your, if you have, you know, some shitty manager, obviously they're not going to have the most top, you know, rate employees.
Well, I think that it ties into like the minimum wage argument that's happening lately. Like people, you know, people at McDonald's wanting $15 an hour.
Yeah. They can want all they want.
I think that people, are not informed and make just jumps and leaps in economic like theory as to what they think is going to happen. Like they think that you're going to give these people more money so they have a livable wage, but really you're probably creating a situation where more people are going to be unemployed.
Yeah.
When you like hold someone to a standard, like as a business owner, if you tell me I have to pay someone $15 an hour, I might just not be able to afford it.
Well, yeah, and look at what happens when you tell Levi's you have to make these jeans for $2 less.
Like, right. Let's say Dave needs a job. Dave needs a job really bad, right? Yeah. Dave's unemployed and needs a job really bad. I only have X amount of dollars that I can pay Dave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dude, I can give you a job, but we're going to have to be shady
about
it. You're
not making $200 a week.
No, yeah. I can give him 10 bucks an hour, but the minimum wage is $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Dave is completely fine with that. His family is starving. He wants a job. I have work. I need help. But I'm not Walmart. I can't pay $15 an hour. I don't have that much. But I need Dave to help me. And it creates a weird situation where in this honest like mutual agreement between myself and Dave, Dave's fine. He agrees to take $10 an hour. Yeah. I'm not taking advantage of Dave. He needs a job. But in the thing where you set a minimum wage like that, it's obviously for the good and the betterment of protection of a corporation exploiting someone and trying to pay him $18 an hour, right? But the problem that it creates as a side effect is in these situations, I could employ Dave and his family would eat. But if I do so, I'm going to get in trouble. I'll get, the IRS will come after me. I'll probably go to jail. And if I don't go to, if I refuse to go to jail because I'm mad because I was paying him $10 and he agreed, then I'll go to, they could shoot me because now I'm resisting arrest. Yeah. Like it escalate all the way to me dying. He wants a job and I'm willing to pay him, but I can't do it. Yeah. You know, but it's the problem is like, some people will take advantage of it and pay people 18 cents an hour.
But the, and again, it's what's frustrating. And
but you applied for that job. You know what I mean? Like
that's my other point too.
You didn't have an expectation.
Well, no, you did apply for the job. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, Walmart is such, I mean, it's the largest employer in the United States. So when they pay everyone dog shit, like everyone else, I mean, they've set the new market standard. And in general, from what I read, they pay roughly 25% an hour less than other big box stores do.
Yeah.
And they make the shots. And it's like, they are the ones who the minimum wage laws should be passed in order to stop. But the minimum wage laws are going to hurt all this. It's like, it's not going to hurt Walmart. The fact of the matter is, if we had to raise minimum wage,
the macaroni and cheese went up 25 cents.
Not even 25 cents. The macaroni and cheese will go up a fucking penny in order to pay these people. And it's like, but a local business owner can't compete. So it's like they created a problem and made it worse. And the solution doesn't hurt them at all, but it fucks everybody else. Again, they're the big beast in the room that has twisted everything.
I think between what Brad's saying and what you're saying happens this. It's not a career job unless you're in management, probably. You know what I mean? So if you're going to start working
somebody's
there,
somebody's got
to
run it.
And what Brad said, like no one held them at gunpoint to get that job. They got that job and they were offered $8 an hour. And they said, okay, because they needed a job and they offered that. Yeah. That was a mutual transaction.
Yep.
So if they're going to complain about it, what is the alternative?
Quit. Go get another job.
Is there a better place to work? Clearly, it was your best option or you wouldn't be doing it. So so take Brad's statement
earlier.
Normally,
people put in applications at a bunch of different
places. But you chose that one because it was the best opportunity. Walmart gave you the best opportunity to trade your time for money. If all of a sudden Walmart was gone, right? And we're like, this evil place, if they were just gone, like you said, 2.2 million, what is it?
1.4
in the United States would be out of a job. And then what would they do as an alternative? What's the next best thing?
Well, the fact of the matter is
something worse than Walmart. That doesn't work
because if Walmart disappeared, there would be a need for stores everywhere. So there would be new stores opening everywhere. And most of those 1.4 million people would be employed at paint stores and fabric stores and places that used to exist all over every town, keeping the economy strong in every town. Because I could go and I could go.
That would take years to develop, though.
It took years to erode.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's like, that's the thing. I mean, I completely disagree with that because before Walmart showed up, there would have been five fabric stores in every town. There would have been paint stores in every town. There would have been small tool stores in every town with people making more money than they did at Walmart and just as convenient to drive all over the place. You're going to pay a couple of bucks more at the end of the day as a customer.
I don't know that they would. I don't really agree that they would be making more money. I think if you worked at a fabric store or a tool store, you're making minimum wage.
No, there were like family owned places. Like there was like there was a TV thing I read about, this TV place where the guys made $15 an hour assembling TVs, but then everything in Walmart got outsourced and did all this stuff, and then they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't even buy like the parts that they needed, you know, for what they could get the whole TV made in China.
Yeah,
I think. But the problem that happens is, yes, there would be fabric stores, and yes, there would be shoe stores, and there would be eyeglasses places and little tire shops. And I'm an independent, you know, I'm a small business. And so it's like coming for me, like I understand that the only reason those places don't exist anymore is because they didn't play the game as good, honestly. They weren't as efficient in enterprise. Yeah. They weren't able to create the logistics and grow on the scalability that Walmart did. Is it bad for people? Probably. Is it ultimately bad for the economy? Yeah, but it's like a runaway train of capitalism. It's ultimately what's going to happen as you increase efficiency and profitability. And everybody involved is taking what they get.
If you're a small business who's efficient and who can conform to what's going on with the internet and, you know what I mean, with getting things cheaper and doing things like that, then
you
can make it.
Yeah, I think so. It's in the same, like in the broad spectrum of like, why is there not a blacksmith anymore? Why are we not like hand cutting things? We're using a CNC machine lathe to cut this part out instead of some dude sitting there with a plasma cutter and a grinder making 5 parts a day. They figured out, oh, we can make a machine that's going to knock these out. Mm-hmm. So I think what has to happen is that we need to find something new to do. If the rest of the world is doing these other things, it's probably a problem with education. Like, we need to teach all of our kids how to code. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Create an entire generation of something that's valuable.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that we have something to offer the rest of the world. Quit relying on making cars and quit relying on doing these manufacturer labor jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Step up. You know what I mean? And learn something and, you know, endow yourself with some type of skill, with some trade, come out of high school with a career. You know what I mean?
It's on us. Yeah. No, kids don't do that anymore. It's the dumbing down of America, you know, and we've talked about this multiple times where whatever it is that's doing it is people are getting, I don't even think we're getting dumber. We're getting lazy. Like people are just,
I think it's our fault.
Fucking lazy.
Like Walmart is our fault. We're still going and buying that stuff.
I think people are only just now starting to learn about all the fucked up things that Walmart's done because their PR campaign has been so good. It's like while they were massively starting to outsource to China, their big ad campaign at that time was like American stamp. Like we are America. Taught Walmart stuff in my classes, so many students were like, I don't understand this. Like Walmart only buys products that are made in America.
And because I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Because like, during the Walton thing, they had just started to slip into driving overseas and trying to find a better price thing. Yeah. Because originally that was their thing.
That was originally. But
it was like 1993. There was a huge stock drop after he died. And they had to do something. And so they went China hardcore.
Right.
And just started shipping crap in.
The other thing about the labor,
you know, the son was there the whole time, like, Dad, come on, we got to go to China.
Oh, I'm sure the kids
were
like,
we're not going to China, son. We're going to do it American
made. Yeah, we're
going to
do it America style.
As soon as he died, they were like, thank God.
Ship that shit to China. We're going to China.
They already had contracts.
Yeah.
You know they did.
The other thing about the labor is even, and I do agree, I mean, you sign up to work there. I mean, you know what you're going to get paid, et cetera. So as far as the pay you're getting, you already made that agreement when you showed up. But the thing that you didn't agree to is the ton of stuff that they do to their employees. They're one of the number one, like as far as lawsuits that get filed about racism or sexism, especially as far as management goes, Walmart always tops it because there's endless accounts of them being racist, of them being sexist, of them doing all this stuff. They train their managers, like they go through training to convince the employees to do shit for free before they leave. Like it's a systematic thing that they do in all of the stores. So when you come up to your manager and you're like, hey, you know, it's 4:00. I was supposed to work till 4:00. I got to check out. The manager will say, okay, but dude, we're so backed up right now. Can you check out? And then on your way out to the car, can you just real quick gather the carts and throw them in the cart corral before you leave?
Right.
And you'll be like, fuck, okay. And it's like, doesn't matter to you. It was 10 minutes of your time.
That's why they're hitting your car and shit.
But when you take 10 free minutes of labor times 1.4 million people, that shit adds. And they're they'll be like, yeah, they'll say, yeah, sign out. Or they'll even tell you like, hey, it's 3:00. You're supposed to get out at 4:00. Do you want to leave early? And they'll be like, I want to leave early.
Again, though.
And then they'll say like, yeah, you can leave early, but go ahead and do this on your way out.
A fucking again, though. That is your own fault for saying, okay, Oh, sign out and then do it? No, I'll do that and then I'll sign out.
But maybe not. When you say that and then the manager gives you that look like, yeah, it's your fucking call. Yeah. It's like, it's your call, but odds are you're going to get your hours
apparently
cut next
that's
week.
That's why I don't work there.
Like, you're going to get your hours cut because you don't play yeah. ball. You're going to get released.
Yeah. You're not a team player.
Exactly.
So-and-so's not a team player. He's going to help
They
out.
Get yeah. weird. Like, every morning when Walmart opens and
so
I have
your manager's
multiple,
just this yeah, fucking exactly, manipulating exactly. dick face.
They every morning when they open, like, speaking of being part of the team, like, they all have to get in a circle and do this like Walmart song chant before they open the store.
Fucking kumbaya.
They do no, hey, I worked in real time. Some of the stuff we watched last night, I was like, God, I'm glad I'm self-employed. Like, God forbid I ever have to go back to something like that. Like, I was like, even if I'm the boss, I got to be that guy. Like, they were like, give me a W, give me an A. Like, they're spelling Walmart, yelling. Yeah. I had to do Best Buy yeah. jumping jacks. Oh, I worked at Best Buy. We did that. And they
that,
were like,
that
I
is
was,
mind manipulation.
Like,
the,
yeah,
greatest.
No, they were trying to get the Walmart employees to be like, here's the best price I found in my department. It's a pair of shoelaces and we got 30% margin. They're 98 cents and we sell 64 of these a day. Like, and they were like all jazzed up about shoelaces
about
and stuff.
It's
I'm like,
crazy.
Get excited. It's brainwashed. Yeah. I remember having to do that yeah. at Best Buy. And yeah.
I remember watching those videos
myself.
That you had, Brent. Those training videos Ugh. From Best Buy were insane.
Ugh.
They are. No, they have some crazy videos that are out there. But I mean, they try to get
you, have
you
to do
worked
that.
Up. You have
every
to do
penny,
it.
Every penny, yeah, the motivation,
exactly.
the morale.
That's
exactly.
what we do before the podcast.
That's right. Yeah, we have our yeah. Sofa King chant that we do. Yep. To get jacked up.
We get yep. sofa king naked right before.
That's
and
right.
then
it really makes us laugh when we look at each other. We're like, damn. Yep.
And then he sticks his leg between his head and
yep.
does things that happen. And the final thing that I want to say about labor, the other thing that they do to their labor is just constant OSHA complaints. They get more OSHA, the Operational Safety Hazard Association.
Sounds like you got a bunch of tattletales working for
they
you.
They get more OSHA complaints than anybody else. They have to handle hazardous materials, but they're never trained. They don't have any proper equipment.
Again,
they have tons of violence and murders and thefts in their parking lots, but there's no cameras. The only cameras in the store are on expensive merchandise and cash registers
and their employees.
Not for
yeah,
the,
yeah, the
not to protect
yeah.
anybody.
They're
you
in
know?
The bathrooms.
They'll have no heat or AC in their warehouses. I mean, employees like
I'm
shit.
I'm sure some of the complaints are legitimate. Like, I'm not washing those away, but complaints and lawsuits are for the lazy also. I don't have the money. I want to get rich quick. You know, this happened at work. I'm suing.
Oh, or I'm sure there's
so-and-so
a lot of that.
Said that. Oh, you racist. No, I told you to get to work. Oh, you racist. Really? Like, that was racist because I told you to get to work? Like,
no, most of the
that,
most
that
of
shit
the,
happens.
Most of the racism things that I saw are people of color, regardless of the color, or even women, and they get into management, and then they're constantly being told, you're going to get this promotion if your store benefits to yeah. this. If you make this much money, you're going to get this promotion, because that's the way Walmart works. And then the minority people never get the promotions, the women never get the promotions, and all of a sudden, white males climb the ladder right next to them, doing the same exact amount of work. I mean, pretty
yeah,
systematic.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Pretty systematic.
That's a basic scheme of how business works.
Right.
I mean,
the white guy makes the money,
and
everybody
they're angry
else can
about
go fuck
this,
off.
Like that you knew yeah. you were black. You knew you weren't getting the fucking promotion, motherfucker. You knew
that's
it.
That's actually quite true. You knew you were going to get yeah. shot by the cop,
yeah.
and you knew you weren't yeah. going to get the promotion.
Yeah. You knew you're going to jail. You did not pass go. Did not collect $200.
I wonder how much of those numbers are reflected by the sheer size of Walmart, though. Like an yeah. OSHA complaint compared to Home Depot versus
I know
Walmart.
That's it. And all the studies that I read tend to try to make a comparison and say, but compared to
relatively,
other stores, this is the percentage.
Wise.
More
yeah,
that they're doing, and they're always yeah. off the charts percentage wise. I mean, size wise, of course, they're going to have way more OSHA complaints.
You have 1.4 million exactly. people and 4,000 lawsuits.
But
right.
in general, you know the I mean? Stats are they're statistically
staggering.
Speaking, yeah. they have way more of these complaints than any of
it
the
does
other.
Seem well,
on,
weird
a,
too, like,
on a good note, average family spends $4,000 a year there. So.
That, I guess that might not help the economy, but it helps the Waltons.
My thing is, like, I guess it is really ultimately, you know, a question of ethics. They have the profitability. They have the ability to, like, look back inwards. Like, they obviously have a team of, like, logistical geniuses. They've
oh,
changed.
Yeah.
They have
what
changed
they
the
do?
Way the world works mm-hmm. as far as logistics. Like, they, like, barcodes is all them, like inventory systems, them, tells on them, like automatic replenishment. Like when they sell one like pack of toilet paper, it generates an order at midnight and it's back on some truck the next day from some distribution center on a truck that was on its way an hour away. Like they are amazing at doing those things. It just seems to me that with all of the public outcry, and if you want to be successful, ultimately, why not look inward and say like, okay, how much more does it cost us to give $2 more an hour and to provide health benefits? Probably a ton. You know what I mean? Is the CEO going to have to eat some of that? Yes. But like, do you already have like 5 houses and an island? Like how much money is enough? You know what I mean? Like why would you not just go ahead and do that? It's just a question of ethics. It's just, it's some evil mustache stuff.
It comes down to like, I hear a lot of people, I mean, which is accurate. You know, they say this is just the current culmination of capitalism and all that they have done is exploit the system of capitalism to its ultimate. And everybody tends to use that as if that's to say this is just fucking fine, because it's not fucking fine. Right. It's a fucking train wreck. Well, but people are like, well, but we have a capitalistic system and they're just working with it. And it's like, well, then the system
is
fucked.
This is the other thing. How do you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's the way it is. How do you stop it? Like,
that is part of the question.
It's the same thing. Albertsons bought or Albertsons acquired Safeway.
Safeway, yeah.
And then they had to close a certain amount of stores. Well, guess what? Those stores are closing now that reopened as Haggen's. Yeah,
they sold them to Haggen's.
Right? We talked about that.
And then Haggen's fucked up.
And now Albertsons is reopening. Like, they've been allowed to reopen. So they bypassed that system that was to stop them from monopolizing. They bypassed it. Now they've monopolized.
Right.
So basically, what the fuck? Like, there's no protection. Like, they're just like, oh, we'll close these stores down for six months, and then these other ones won't make it, and we'll open back up.
The problem is, because where do you draw the line? Like, whose ethics is it based off of? It's like, you know, a million people are going to scream that pro-choice.
Off of a lying politicians. That's what it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's always a debate. That's why we have the whole debate, and that's why we have Democrats and Republicans and conservatives. And
here's part of the problem is that I know a lot of people who know exactly how fucked up Walmart is, and they still go there every single time because it's cheaper. It's like
because you only have so much money.
The dollar is going to speak more than anything else. Yeah. And people, but again, I still think people who know the damage that Walmart has done to the economy, the U.S. economy. I mean, if I'm speaking holistically as like an observer floating in outer space, looking at the economy of the world, I would probably say Walmart has been a benefit. It's lowered the standard of living in America. Yeah. And it's raised equally the standard of living in other countries.
Yeah.
But I'm an American, and if I'm looking at the American economy, they've completely undercut it and changed the way it works.
Yep.
So, but like I said, maybe that's just an adaptability. Like, we don't have blacksmiths anymore. You know what I mean? Because why? You can do things
what
better.
About Will
Smith? Will Smith is not a blacksmith.
He is a blacksmith.
He's very white, and he's an alien. Didn't we say he was an alien?
Jaden Smith might not be a blacksmith.
I see a meme in our future. You know what I mean? Like, it's a process of evolution.
Wait,
but
there are no more blacksmiths?
But how do you stop? You know, where is that line? Yeah,
that is.
Well, Walmart gives like $1 billion a year to charity or something. I mean, that's a ton of money that they're giving to charity, but it doesn't in certain people's mind outweigh the evil that is done.
Well,
because
they're
saying they outsourced all these jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I immediately wonder if it's for write-offs because you know it is. But I mean, I wonder how much of it's for write-offs, and then I immediately wonder how much of it is for public relations. Like, if I'm giving away $7 million to this school, that's great PR.
Sam Walton didn't give away any of his money to charity.
The Waltons don't. Like, that's the thing. Walmart gave away $1 billion. The Waltons did not.
So you know that right there tells you like they're not philanthropists.
I think Bill Gates gives away like 48% of his net worth.
Yeah, and he gives away,
Well, that's because he's bored now.
He encourages everybody else to do it. But
Gates is a bored old man.
The Waltons own over 50% of the Walmart shares. They're the wealthiest family in America, worth $14.8 billion. And this is what blew my fucking dome, stat I didn't know about Walmart, is that the Walton family has as much wealth as the bottom 42% of Americans combined. Oh.
That's pretty crazy.
They have as much wealth as the bottom 42% of America.
We're for sure in the bottom 42%.
Yeah, probably. So, I mean, that's, yeah. That's, so they and again, it's a tricky definition. That's wealth is a different statement than money. Yeah. Like that means fucking jewelry and gold. Well,
I could have a million dollars and not be wealthy.
Right. Like that. You know. Right. But if you have $1 million in property, that's counted as wealth because it's going to be something that keeps generating money in the future. But you know, they even have their like famed underground nuclear Holocaust bunker that they had built in Arkansas.
Why do they have to keep growing? Like, why can't they just stop and sustain? Like,
you can't stop.
You can't. That's the nature. I mean, it's in the corporate charter. The corporate charter is that we have to make more money. We have to keep growing. If you don't make more money and you don't keep growing and you're the CEO, your ass is fired.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't figure out a way to keep growing, you're not meeting the corporate for that corporation. But there's corporations like Costco or Winco where the corporate charter is completely different. The corporate charter involves treating the employees well and giving them even Costco. And I forget the number, but Costco has they basically tell the merchants, you know, who are selling things, they'll talk to Levi's and say, how much can you sell my jeans for? And they have a fixed number. I want to say it's something like 3-something%, but 3-point-something%, whatever price they are told they will get, they will only ever add 3.2% to it as corporate profit. And the rest of it is savings for the customers. And they have a cap, and it's a slightly higher cap for jewelry. But it's the same for everything but jewel and cigarettes, everything else, whatever price you can give them, they add their little percentage on it. So if you give them a really great deal, they're still only adding 3.2%, and then the customers get a really great deal.
Yeah. I saw something cool, which I never realized walking through Walmart, what the strategy was. Like, you always see those signs that say like $9.98, $29.98. You see those big signs with the happy face that are in the center aisles and at the end of aisles. What those are, it's called like the opening deal or the opening day. And what it is every day they go through, or weekly, and they put out the least expensive product for that particular department.
Right.
So like, here's a microwave for $27.98. It's the cheapest microwave, and they put a whole pile of them out on a pallet, and you walk up and you're like, dang, $27.98 for a microwave? Like, I need a new microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that one though. Like, you walk into the department and that is the lowest price in town, that $27.98.
Right.
But then you walk into the aisle and
it is a bullshit microwave.
It's not. It's that's probably some crap ass microwave. But then you walk in there like, I wanted the red one, you know, to match my KitchenAid mixer, and it's $69 or something. Yeah. And it's not the cheapest in town. Like, like Lowe's has that one. Target's got it. Someone else has it for a better deal. But what happened is, like, they create this mental thing where you walk up and you're like, dang, that's cheap for a microwave.
Well, that's why you say $29.99 and not $30.
Yeah, but it's still, like, echoing in your head that, damn, that's a cheap microwave. That's the cheapest microwave I've ever seen. 37 seconds later, $69. But I want the red one. That's not that much. It's under $100. I'll just get it. We need one. Boom, but it sticks.
And that was the genius of Sam Walton. Yeah. That was what he came up with, is he would find the thing in the store that would be the most profitable thing at the lowest price, and he would put it in flyers when he only had like one or two Walmarts, and that was the big end cap display. So you would get in there and you'd be like, oh shit, a can of corn for 8 cents. It's like, I'm gonna go stock up. And then you get your 8 cent corn, and then everything else is the same as every place else or slightly overpriced, and you walk out spending exactly as much as you would have anywhere else, but you live with this illusion that you've saved a ton of money. I was reading one story in the Huffington Post, and someone went down and looked at a bunch of groceries and looked at a Kroger and a Smart and Final and a Walmart. And on almost every grocery item that they purchased, it was significantly cheaper at Smart and Final than it was at Walmart. And in most of the items, it was cheaper at the regular grocery store than it was at Walmart. I think the only difference was Goldfish and Capri Suns.
The big thing is the one-stop shop, though. That's what kills it every time. Is like, I myself, I don't want to go.
And some bananas.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a bunch of places. Yeah, wrenches Walmart. And mayonnaise. Boom, done. Like, well, you can buy a and drill and mayonnaise.
Target's really followed suit, though. They've started putting a small grocery section.
Yeah, they've increased their grocery sections.
Yeah, and it's not as big as Walmart, and it is more expensive than a lot of places, but if you're there getting a shirt or a sweater and you need a box of cereal and some milk,
you pick it up on the way out. And again, I do shop at Target, and I just based on my proximity, I tend to shop at Target and Albertsons because they're the two that are in my neighborhood.
And Target's French-owned.
Target is French-owned.
Do they not have some evil corporate thing? Target's not twisting their mustache?
Not as much as Walmart. I mean, most of the things that Target has done that are pretty wretched things.
I'm gonna ruin Target for you. So you're just forced.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they do some dog shit things. I'm sure they're horrible. But
they stomp on crickets.
Yeah, they do. Most of the you know things that I would consider to be bad are things that they've done just because they can't compete with Walmart if they don't.
Dave's not against treating people bad. Just don't treat the animals.
No, that's
bad.
Right.
It is totally that's right. Absolutely right. Because you know why? It's the difference. People can help themselves.
People have choice. Right. Yeah, you have a choice. And that was the whole thing about, oh, you're getting paid $10 an hour. Poor you. Go get a fucking education and a job.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck you need to do.
I mean, there definitely exists like impoverished people. Like people that are in a situation where like they had no parents or they had five brothers and sisters and they didn't have the opportunity to. It's a much harder thing to get there than it was for me or you to get there. However.
I didn't have any help.
A lot of those people that are making minimum wage, you know, aren't the people in poverty. And that goes back to the thing about like giving those workers more money and whatnot is not necessarily going to fix anything. No. A ton of the people that work in those jobs are not actually on. And the ones that are, you actually cause a problem because they lose their government benefits and they just end up where they were anyway.
Yep. And that, I mean, benefits are another big factor because with hourly wages and with benefits and all that stuff, there are certain cutoffs. If you work a certain amount of hours, you're entitled to these certain protections.
Right.
Yeah. So they just that much hours.
You can only work 30 hours. Exactly. You don't get to work 32 because not, then you got to pay your benefits.
It's not just that you're making $8 an hour. You're making $8 an hour and you'll be lucky if you get 25 hours a week. Yeah. So it's like, so now you have to work multiple jobs and you have to balance between them on your schedule. So it's like, if you were making $8 an hour and you were guaranteed 40 hours a week, like you could probably swing that in some way, but when you're making $8 an hour and you're only given 20 hours a week, that's a much bigger struggle.
Then in my head, I'm doing the math. It's like, then you're only doing 20 hours a week and you don't make any money. You probably qualify for a scholarship or some school aid and you have 20 hours a week at work and you have time, but they probably got kids or something. But I think once you qualify for that, then there's probably some type of, child assistance or something at a school, you know, so they could go to college and do some type of trade program, go into like a nursing assistant program or phlebotomist or x-ray technician. Yeah.
But a lot of people just aren't in a culture to know that. They never think that. If you've been in a family that's been down for long enough, you don't even know what possibilities exist or how, like, unless someone reaches out to you and teaches you these things and pulls you up, it's really hard for you to make that discovery and think. I mean, I was very fortunate because I had a lot of people who did go to college and I always knew it was a possibility and they really helped to pull me along. But I know a ton of people that just never get that hand. No one in their family is part of that culture. So no one in the family will give them that kind of support.
And it's good that Walmart at least shows people that services are available, but it seems as though they almost write it into their like structure to help people get on Medicaid.
They do.
They train.
The managers are trained.
There's like booklets,
to teach them all exactly how to do it. And they're, I mean.
Which you could look at like they're helping them too, though. They're like, look, they're low income. This is the job that you have.
You could. I mean, and when I saw that, at first my hackles went up and I was like, what the fuck? Managers. I was like, the managers are trained to like get everybody on fucking welfare.
Right.
But then I mean, part of me was like, okay, I guess that's kind of legit because if they need to be on welfare, at least they're being told that it exists. But at the same time, at the corporate level, I know that the Waltons are like, just get these motherfuckers on social assistance.
Well, so we don't have
to pay for it. Yeah, exactly.
Then they get food stamps, which they probably just come back and spend at Walmart. You know what I mean? There's that whole cycle.
Yeah, almost 20% of all food stamps in America are spent at Walmart. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, nice. It's not just, I mean, a lot of people scream about and this is the one critique about Walmart that I don't fully get behind, which is the critique that they say that $6.2 billion in government assistance is given to Walmart employees and that's like a $6 billion tax that we should be levying on Walmart because all their employees are getting food stamps and getting medical assistance, et cetera. I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, you know, you're getting a shitty job. Yeah. You're making a low amount of money. I mean, if I'm working anywhere where I'm making $8 an hour and only get $20 hours a week, I'm going to be on welfare. Yeah. Like, it's just going to fucking happen.
Well, and it's the same thing. I left a job. I make less money. I have a little bit more freedom. And I knew I was leaving a job with healthcare to a job with no healthcare. I chose that.
Right.
Because that's what I wanted to do. It was better for me at the time. If I need to get a job with benefits, then I need to go look for a job with benefits.
Right.
I mean, you have to.
Or improve yourself so you qualify for that
job. Yeah, exactly. I mean.
So that's the one. I mean. That's the one that I don't fully agree with, because I don't think that's an accurate statistic to look at, that the government has subsidized $6 billion to Walmart to give their employees. It's just like, well, their employees make dog shit, so they end up being on the social dole. But if they worked anywhere at that amount of money, they would. So I don't. But the one thing,
those employees go to McDonald's. Or
the one tax break that Target does get, there's actually a lot of tax breaks. There's tons of things like when Walmart
Target
moves
Walmart?
In Walmart. Did I say Target? Yeah. When Walmart moves into a town, they'll talk to the town and they'll be like, look, we want to open up a Walmart in your town. We're going to create this many jobs. We're going to do all this stuff. So what we need you to do is waive all these taxes.
Right.
And we need you to be the ones that pave the roads leading up to the store. And we need you to do this. And we need you to do this. And the city does. And cities will just offer. They'll be like, look,
they
you
do
guys,
the same thing they do to their employees.
The cities,
so before you leave,
exactly.
Clock out and go pick up the carts.
Exactly. But, and cities will be like, no, we want a Walmart because it's going to create jobs. So we'll waive all city taxes for 5 years.
Because now we have these taxpayers that are going to be paying,
which is all bullshit. All it does is make every other shop close and no one makes any fucking money. But early on, that was what everyone was doing to get Walmarts to open. But in general, and I forget what year it was. It was in the last couple of years. But the stat I read was that subsidies and tax breaks given to Walmart, not part of the we're on Medicaid as employees, but just regular tax breaks and subsidies given for them to open stores and breaks. Again, if you wanted to go and open a hammer store and you went to the city of Bakersfield and said, I'm going to open up a hammer store, I need you to pave me a road and have me pay no sales taxes for 5 years, they're going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But so they do all these things for Walmart. But it was this one year, it was $7.8 billion. I want to say it was 2014. And then the study that was looking at it said the federal government just gave them $7.8 billion in tax cuts, which would have been enough to hire 105,000 public school teachers.
Wow.
And it's like, I mean, that's the amount of money that we're talking about. So, I mean, they are given tons of tax breaks. The Walton families themselves end up skirting about $3 billion in taxes a year with little loopholes that they do. I mean, it's just...
Well, and that's the same thing with anything. Money, the economy of the U.S., everything is going to the wrong areas.
Sure.
I mean, that's a fact.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the money should be put into schools and education. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And I feel more money should be put into our military.
Okay.
And, but these stores and things that all, I mean, it's all bullshit.
Right. I just don't understand why tax isn't taxed. Like, if a tax bracket, if it's 30%, if it was just 30%. Like, right. I mean, there's probably some
reason
why
that
doesn't work.
And lawyers and everything else.
No, it gets all crazy because then it's like, well, this part of Walmart isn't actually Walmart. It's like,
you
know, Waltonville LLC, and it actually operates out of Jamaica, which if you're selling cotton in Jamaica, you get a 0.4% tax. It's like they exploit every single tax code everywhere in the world in order to do this. And the Waltons are famous for it. All the, you know, I even read a story a couple of years ago that the IRS had to spend $1 million creating a new bunch of software and hiring a team of people just to do Bill Gates' taxes.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and that goes
along. And then ultimately, what do they care? We're going to spend $1 million to get accurate taxes out of Bill Gates, who wasn't actually trying to dodge them.
Right.
But then at the end of the day, we're going to get $500 million in taxes because we, you know, built this. But yeah, may I someday need $1 million team to do my taxes.
And then is the U.S. any better by taxing companies? Okay, they're international. So just because you do business in the U.S., we're going to tax your international worth?
Right.
You know what I mean? So everybody on every level is exploiting everything that they can.
Because
it's not just Walmart.
All that would happen is if you change the game and said, yeah, there's a 30% tax across the board for any type of income in the United States. As a result, everything would just get outsourced. Then they would like somehow, you know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, you ordered online from Jamaica.com and it gets shipped in or something.
Yep.
Then you'd have to be like, well, now we got a 30% tax tariff or something. And
it's a monster.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not going to stop.
No, it is a fucking
monster.
And
if they change it, then somebody's going to find a loophole to go around it. They'll change it again and they'll go around it. It's just going to keep going.
And they actively fight against change. I mean, they are one of the most, Walmart is one of the most notorious union busting companies that are out there. Every time a store gets ready to unionize, because as soon as you
shut
unionize,
them down.
We talked about this with the Jade Helm thing
Because
there were five Walmarts this past summer
And those were all union heads.
Right. They were all, like, all of them had union grumblings at them. And coincidentally, all five of them suddenly had massive plumbing problems to where the Walmart, you know, head company had to shut down the entire store, even though to this day, no plumbing repairs have been done. And the stores are just pretty much. So every time
and,
a store.
And they did the same thing in Canada.
They did the same thing in Canada. And the one in Canada, they actually, the labor board in Canada actually, like, found them liable for, for, you know, manipulating the market and so on. But, you know, it was an earlier one, I think it was in 2005, but one in Quebec was on the verge of unionizing and Walmart just flat out closed it.
Right.
Because they, whatever fine Canada charged them for shutting that down and illegally union
they
busting.
They saved money.
They saved billions of dollars versus the cancer of unions, making everyone get more money, everyone get better hours.
You can't
everyone
fire them. Yeah, no, you got to go
through
the union.
It's like, I would rather just shut down these stores and get sued and pay out, oh, you want a $7 million fine? Fuck off. Here's $7 million.
Here's $8 million. Like, here, just take that.
Here's 14. We're covered next time. You
know, for the next store that closes, just don't bother us. Yeah,
okay? We already paid you for that one. Talk to us in three stores.
That probably actually happens. They probably do just pay them off in advance.
And there's a really funny and sad that I saw a couple of days ago. There's a video that got leaked from Walmart, and it's an anti-union video that they show new employees, and it like opens up and it's all, you're in Walmart and you're part of this amazing family and look at this wide variety of people who work here, from the elderly to students to people who want a chance to work at Walmart HQ, and just fucking go team, rah rah rah. And then at about 2 minutes 30 seconds in, it's like, you may hear some people on the internet or in the news talking about unionizing. Nobody at Walmart wants unions. Here's what's wrong with unions.
That's like old school 1940s propaganda.
It's crazy, and it's horrible blue screen. It's just like some fucking talking head, handsome actor in a Walmart vest standing in front of a blue screen fake Walmart. Wow. And they're just like, just evident, like all this, don't join a union. If, you know, loose lips sink ships. If someone talks to you about a union, make sure you tell your manager. It's just like, it's so awful, but it's
that's
like they
awesome.
Actively, and the same thing, they tell their managers, if you hear anyone grumbling, if people
fire
are getting together, if people are getting together and talking to, you know, at Starbucks or something, if they're leaving the store
if
to
you know
talk,
they're going after work to drink.
No, don't fire them because that's against the law. Don't ask them any questions about it because that's against the law. Call our union hotline and tell us and do nothing else and we will handle it.
Oh, wow.
Because anything you do is against the
missing.
Law. So it's exactly. So
they
as soon, as people,
work, so
as, soon
as
people are talking about unionizing, the management is inform to just call HQ, and then HQ sends in their union team.
Special.
Realistically, the easiest thing to do would be like, hey, this guy's unhappy with his pay. Let's give him a raise and move him to a Walmart three cities over.
Yep.
Fucking done. Like, and all the people that are complaining, give them a raise, move them elsewhere. They'll probably be more loyal to the company. No one's complaining about wages anymore. If someone else talks about unionizing, they're like, you know what? No, they gave me a fair deal.
Yeah,
because
if you have one person that just starts grumbling about something,
it'll poison the whole well.
It poisons everybody.
You know? So it's like they probably spent $5,000 and made someone, you know, move to another town in order to stop it from happening. Yeah. But again,
that's
I'm
sure
one
that
of the
happens.
Things. Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah,
it's crazy.
There's probably evils to unions as well, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean,
why are unions there?
Et cetera,
they're making money.
I mean, I'm, you know, my job is represented by a union, and our union is fucking awesome and constantly hooks us up. Every time, you know, every time my place, everyone I know actually who works
for
a
union. He has to say that
place,
so they don't move him to the shitty college.
No, like everyone I know who works a union job, like the union, the union makes money off of their dues, but the union, like, flat out keeps them employed, keeps their health benefits solid.
Yeah.
Every time the
management
says.
Sometimes the union fucks up and gives them a raw deal sometimes on certain things.
I know it happens.
But, you know, it is what it is. But
in general, the union exists, A, to make money, but B, to keep you all happy enough to keep willingly paying your dues because they're making you money.
Yeah. Well, there's service, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
And I know there's education unions are pretty different than a lot of unions. I know there's some unions out there that are super shady.
I was at a Coke when I was younger, and the union was coming in to try and unionize Coke. Uh-huh. and one of the employees called the union, and it was a fucking mess. Like,
really?
The big dudes came in from corporate, and you know they were worried. Like, you could see it, you know, in their tone, you know, yeah. Just. It was crazy.
And none of the big companies, none of the big fast food restaurants in general, they don't want anyone to unionize because it's going to cost them billions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, they have to fight. I mean, yeah, exactly. Managers get grievances and it's a pain in the ass.
So, but Walmart is more notorious for, and then also if you search the internet, there's apparently also lizard people who live in Walmart.
I did not see the lizard people.
Oh, we didn't do any Walmart conspiracies.
Come up from the undergrounds at night and
what causes Walmart. Their plumbing problems.
I mean, these are all those fucking lizard people.
The lizard people stuffed in there. So,
I think that basically the moral to the story on this thing, for me anyway, is just I think that people need to expect more of themselves, and I think that we need to hold like America responsible a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, the evil capitalist, you know, corporation runaway train monster of perpetual profit is to blame, but like, you're on the train, get off. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you got to try something. Like, everybody has to try to do something. You just have to not be lazy, I think. You need to do something else. If you have an idea or a craft or a skill, you know, adapt or die. Like, you can either sit on that train until it drives off the cliff and you get all the way down. You have really cheap TVs, but
here's why I stand on it. Myself and my oldest sister, I think, are the two sides that I agree with on the Walmart issue. My sister knows all the bad things about Walmart because she asked me about them and I've told them to her at length. And at the end of the day, knowing all of what we've just been talking about for the past hour on this podcast, she says, I don't give a fuck. I love Walmart and I'm going to shop there.
Yeah.
I despise Walmart and I will never shop there. I have not set foot in a Walmart in a decade and I will not. I don't fucking care the reason why, because I know the same things. Those are, to me, the only two valid things. Well, you either know all this shit and don't give a fuck and still go to Walmart, or you know it and it bothers you and you stop going.
Well, one big thing that we did not touch on, I know we're like on time here, but is sweatshops. Like, we didn't talk about that at all. Like, we talked about that's American sort of, labor.
No, that's a de facto Chinese.
If you're getting Chinese products,
there's like 189,000 women in Bangladesh sewing clothing for Walmart and sweatshops and making like 18 cents a day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, they make like $37 to $50 a month and they're forced to live in like little tiny rooms that are considered like their dormitory with up to 10 people in the room. Like, if you look that up, I bet if your sister looks at that, it's harder to go buy some Walmart.
That's normal life, though.
Like, if you watch those videos, it makes it rough for you.
It does make it rough. And it
scales that whole opportunity thing. Like, well, they took the job, it must have been worth it. Then when it gets that legit, like 18 cents a day because their opportunity cost in life and standards of living are so much lower, it makes you like try to scale that to like, well, we're saying, oh, well, they took eight bucks an hour. Damn, they took 18 cents a day.
Yeah. Part of the problem, what typically happens in sweatshops is it's people move there from the country to work at a sweatshop because they think they're going to be able to make some money and send it back to their family.
Right.
And that's just universally not what happens. You make so little amount of money and there's so few places of where you can live. You end up living at a factory owned apartment complex. And it was the same thing happened with mining and the railroads here in the United States. You basically were a slave who had to keep working because
and you lived in that little town.
You lived in that little town. You had to get new, you know, shit to sew with. You had to get better boots. You had to get a respirator. You don't have the money for any of these things coming in onto the farm, but they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Well, you can pay it back later.
They keep you right where you just have enough money.
And it's like, oh, I don't have any food. You have no way to get out and buy any food. So you have to eat at the commissary, which costs this much a meal, and you still owe us rent and whatever. So you're constantly a couple of months behind.
Yeah.
So you have to keep working there. I mean, realistically, you don't. You could walk the fuck out and go back to your village and no one's ever going to probably know or give a shit. But most people, maybe there's thugs at the gate that just flat out don't let you out. I mean, but no, and people always wag a finger at Apple and say, you know, I read this story that the company, you know, like the sweatshop for Apple, like they have to put nets on the side of the building because people commit suicide and jump out. And it's true. They do have to do it.
Foxconn,
but it's not Apple. Wow. It's not fucking Apple. It's everybody. Because that same Foxconn probably made the motherboard for your fucking Toshiba laptop and probably made a screen for
And Dave hates Apple. So that's
I do hate Apple.
That's a massive statement.
It's not like their sweatshops are the bad ones and everybody else's are good. It's like, this is the nature of a sweatshop.
Yeah. I got one last thing. I saw an interview with Walmart's global service manager, and that title basically means that he goes to all the factories in like India and China to inspect and ensure that the living standards and the environment is clean and safe and proper, and that everybody's being treated correctly.
They pull the North Korea thing where they show you the fake store.
So what happens is Walmart actually sent people ahead of the inspector to coach to say, you say you work 6 days. You say that you work 10 hours or whatever. You say that you make this much. And they actually, they had interviews with the workers, and they said they give us, it's all translated, but they said they give us fake slips, and you have to give the inspector the fake pay slip that says you got paid this much this much time, even though that's not their real time. And then it showed that they were forced to live in these dormitories where it's deducted from their check, like the coal mine camp thing. And even if they choose to live outside of the dormitory, they tell them, well, we won't charge you utilities, so you won't have to pay for the electricity part of the dormitory anymore because you're not consuming it, but you are allocated the space and welcome to it, and it's part of your pay, so it's getting deducted from your check whether you live here or not.
Right.
But it was horrible. You should have seen where they lived and how close. You just see like feet hanging out of like shower curtains on little clothes, like it was awful. Well, the big thing is that, so this global services manager, his name is Jim Bill Lin. It sounds Asian, but it was a white dude. Mm-hmm. He showed up to his first time. Like, you think they would like prep this dude to be like, you need to go over here. This is what you're going to see. But they sent the teams ahead, I think, because they kind of don't want the inspector in the know, so that he legitimately has plausible deniability to say, oh yeah, no, the pay slips were everything checked out. It looks good. It was clean. They're happy.
Right.
But he got over there and it wasn't good. It was bad. And like, it was so bad, in fact, that it was so unexpected. He went back to his hotel room and cried. Like, so this is a dude that worked at Walmart for 19 years from being a store manager, worked his way up the corporate ladder. He'd gone through that, and he was telling stories about
Walmart.
Exactly.
That's what just all went through his head.
He was sitting there smiling, telling the story. He's like, I don't know how many times I led the store chant. I screamed Walmart. I jazzed people up. He's like, if you would have cut me 17 years ago, blue blood would have come out. He's like, right. I was so about Walmart. I was so about the culture. I thought that they stood for so much more, that when I went to inspect that factory, I was absolutely positive. And when I got back, I was going to tell them and they were going to fix the situation. They couldn't possibly have an idea of what these working conditions are.
Exactly,
they couldn't know about this. This is this company that I love for 19 years and I worked for. And he came back and guess what? He got persecuted and manipulated and fired, and like allegations were made and falsified. And he had to quit, and he was just like humiliated and devastated, and just like that was his whole, he worked 20 years of his life. Some people retire from jobs from 20 years.
And I know, I saw an interview, the guy when the Kathy Lee Gifford scandal broke out several, long time ago now, but she had a huge clothing line that was at Walmart, and then it turned out that her entire clothing line was being made in horrible sweatshops in China. And the guy who...
I don't understand why people don't realize that that's what's happening anyway.
This was kind of the first time that it was this was in the late 90s, and this was one of the first big sweatshop stories. Yeah. So this was really shocking. But the guy who was doing this investigation, who was in this documentary, actually, he already knew about all the sweatshop work and everything, and then they had specifically asked him. He was going over there as part, I want to say it had something to do with the United Nations or something, but it was part of a counterfeit task force, and he was looking for counterfeit goods that were being made in sweatshops, and he ended up over there, and he saw that this company was making all these factory Kathy Lee Gifford brands, so he started to investigate because he thought it was just knockoffs, but then he realized, no, this is actually where they make the brand itself, and he was surprised, and he went in, and he was interviewing, and the people at the factory were coached, just like you said, and he would randomly pick employees and bring them in, but they had all been coached to say, this is how much we make, we love working here, it's safe conditions, etc. And he said that like there were these goons standing in the room like mad dogging everybody, including him, so no one fucking stepped out of line. And he said that there were two girls who ended up getting confused and had all their shit, and they were like showing like their pay stubs and all this stuff to prove how much money they made, and then this one girl got all confused and kind of tripped at the door, and when she did and everybody looked at her, the other girl slipped a bunch of their real pay stubs into the guy's hand under the table.
Oh They set that up.
Yeah. So then he stuffed it. He had no idea what she just slipped him, but he just stuffed it in his pocket and walked out of there and looked.
Yeah.
And it was just all these records. And then he ended up, and there was a note on there that said, go to the dump and you'll find all the real ones.
Oh, wow.
So he and his team went to the dump and just found all this fucking shit. And they were like, yo. And then that was how the Kathy Lee Gifford scandal got broken. And that was really the first time people knew about the sweatshop situation. Yeah. And Kathy Lee Gifford cried on the news and said, and it was probably, there's a good chance it was genuine.
Yeah.
She probably had no idea. She never went to a factory that made her
fucking
clothes.
Oh, we're going to source, this factory is going to make all our stuff. Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then, so, I mean, at this point, if
that's
you're
like
making
all our coffee mugs that we get made here.
Right, exactly.
For the show.
Yeah, the sub-basement sweatshop.
Yeah, there's children's tears in each coffee cup from China. Right.
So, I mean, no, the sweatshops are a huge part of it. That's kind of that de facto part of what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
when you're getting it made cheap, it's probably in a sweatshop.
I mean, financially, they call it externalization. I mean, a pair of jeans cost $20 to make no matter what. That's the hard nuts. I'm making that number up, but pick a number, and that's the hard nuts and bolts real world economy of getting the shit out of the ground, putting it together, shipping it, etc. So if I'm buying it for $8, someone else paid the other 12. Yeah. It was someone making 18 cents a day. It was the fucking environment. It was a trucker who fucking got in a wreck because they had too hard of there's an endless amount of other people slowly paying for that difference. And Walmart is the master of externalization. Yeah. They pimp externalization and make everyone else pay that money so they can maximize their profit. That's part of what they do.
Did you feel that, people? Did you feel Dave's hate for Walmart? Yeah.
I hate them.
Did you feel it?
Just learn to do something else.
Yeah.
Yep. Better come up with an idea. Because,
like I said, either know all this and don't give a fuck, and still go to Walmart or do something about it. To me, those are the two
Walmart,
logical options.
I do go there, not frequently because there's way too many people that go there. But, you know, if I need to run in and grab something. Yeah. I go there, but not
Why
as much.
Why is it gross?
It's just Walmart's fucking banned. Dirty and filth. Every time
not all of them, man. There are some brilliantly, like Eastside Walmart, it's a mess. Sometimes you walk into Walmart and as a retail, like ex-retail manager, I'm like, damn, like they're on point. Like every Campbell soup can is facing label forward and straight down the row. I'm impressed.
The last time I went to a Walmart, it was like walking into the fucking Mos Eisley Cantina. It was just like fucking slimy creatures and shit on the floor and...
Nah.
People getting their hands cut off with lightsabers. It was
those
a bad
slimy
scenario.
Creatures.
That's
are people's kids, Dave.
That's TJ Maxx and Ross.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those are pretty awesome.
TJ Maxx is a little cleaner than Ross.
There's just like Ghirardelli chocolates, like stuffed in a pack of underwear with like Bluetooth headphones tied around them and a reduced by 25% sticker on it. You're like, that's a good deal. Chocolate underwear and some Bluetooth headphones. I'll take it.
I needed all none of those things.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy them.
$5.
It's Black Friday. Why not?
That's funny.
I guess that's all the time we have. Yep. Got to get home to our families.
Yes.
So.
And Fallout 4.
Yeah. So you want to shout out our sponsors? I don't know what we have.
Oh God, I'm unprepared again, dude. I didn't do that beard stuff. Well,
search
God
that beard stuff.
Yeah.
Online.
Check them out
on Davel.com.
Dave, did you find any winners of anything this time?
No, I didn't.
You know what? We can't even give away prizes because Victoria had to change her name just to try to get a prize a different way. Victoria Barton changed herself to Magdalena. We already
We have listeners. The numbers prove it out. So I know people are listening to this and we're giving away free shit.
Yeah.
All you got to do is say something on social media and you get free shit.
Yeah, please, someone just make a comment. I'll give you a bottle of hot sauce or some sunglasses.
We have delicious hot sauce from El Yucateca Hot Sauce and t-shirts that are great. We have coffee
mugs
and all
travel
sorts of
mugs,
stuff from Digital
yeah.
Creations. We've got the goods.
We have things. Man, I got so many emails on here. I want to give a shout out to David Hales. I got an email from him from the website. He said he's hooked on the show. We should do a show about consent of the governed and maritime admiralty law. Do you know anything about that, Dave?
Nothing. That's a mouthful.
He sounds smarter than us.
No shit.
What's your address, buddy? I'm gonna send you something. Yeah.
So,
there we go. He wins.
I have an email address. So David Hales, I guess you'll get something. So you can.
Yeah. If you hear this, David Hales, get in touch with us. We'll try to get in touch with you, and you will get some free swag.
Well, you know where the email's at. Just send us your address, and we'll get you something.
Yep.
So that'll work out. Digital Creations. Did we already say our sponsors?
Yes.
I wasn't even listening.
No, we were. Yeah. It was all
all inclusive.
It was all inclusive.
All right. Well,
we're good.
I guess just don't shop at Walmart and don't be a retard.
Scared of a bunch of water, then get out the rain. Order a wrapper for lunch and spit out the chain. Then kick a lungy off the tip of his timbo and trick a honey dip into a game of strip limbo. Odd, he couldn't find no remorse. A wink is as good as a nod to a blind horse. Of course, his technique was from a divine source. Never knew the price of ice or what swine cost. One guy tried to bite the heat. It's when he discovered the other white meat. Oh, the one they hate so well. He sure keeps his cycle like the old Bates Motel. They came to ask him for at least some new tracks, but only got confronted by the beast with two backs. Knock, Mouse is a made man. Villain laid it down like the best laid plan. Bell the cat, who the hell is that near the middle? Gotcha, but it's not all bear and skittles. Prepare the vittles, got riddles and spittles. Crystal clear to the jot or the tittle. It's hot off the griddle. Came to take the cake, whether it's a lot or a little. Kaboom, Doom is nervous large. You could tell by his blooming room service charge. Dark and tall to boot. The only thing was wrong is he was bald as a coot. Used to ran a van from Peter Pan to red and tan, and keep the human foot for his dead man's hand. This was when the mask was brand spanking new, before it got rusted from drinking all the brew. Stankin' too, pew. Kept all his earnings in the bank in a shoe. Spat what he knew. Energy for true. To all fake rap, it's 23 skidoo. Excuse you, any room in the class front for a blast of the blunt. Truman since last month. Doom a-